What's up, everybody? This is Eric LeGrand, owner of LeGrand Coffee House, and you're now listening to the Chop Sports Podcast Network.
Welcome back from another exciting weekend here at the Chop Sports Studio. It is another episode of the Chop Sports Podcast here on a Monday, June the 21st, 2021. Sturch and Gooch and Production Pete is back off his bender. Did you enjoy your weekend, bro?
Yes, I did.
Yo, where'd you go?
Other than the Nets choking.
Yeah, we'll get into that. Out. Where'd you go, dude? You went.
It's in Meredith, New Hampshire. Lake House.
Lake House. So, yeah. You know.
It's on the water all week.
When I hear New Hampshire, I think of fucking Red Sox territory. So I would never go there.
Yeah, a lot of Sox fans.
A lot of Beantown bitches up there. Okay. Well, a big weekend obviously comes and goes with a lot of sports. We'll get into all that. But first, we do want to say that the playoffs, softball playoffs, are officially scheduled. So we have Ben's Land Sharks one more time in a three-game set. So hopefully it's not three games because that seems like a lot of softball. I mean, we're down for it. I'm cool with it.
Yeah,
let's just get it done.
Ashley comes to the games and it's like the midway through the first game. She's like, "What inning is this?" And I'm like, "It's the third." And she's like, "Oh my god, the third?" And I'm like, "Yeah, we have 12 more innings to go." In this case, it's going to be we have 20 more innings to go because we got a fucking lot of softball to play.
We'll see. We'll see how that plays out. However, I will say, Ben, me and Ben have been having decent conversations now. It's not so much talking shit. It's more like, you know, how that team is, how this team has it, the playoffs are working, blah, blah, blah. All nice conversation. Rumor has it that Pants Guy, along with other members of the Land Sharks, have listened to the podcast, according to Ben. So my voice has, I'm sure they got the bulletin board material they need to give us the business on Thursday. But we are getting some reinforcements back, so I'm not so worried. We'll get more into that as the week goes on because it is the playoffs time. And we're looking to bring home a ship. And I know there's one team that just kind of ran through every other team in the league who are the one seed. I'm assuming they just.
Well, being that they are the listening, I want to say that really was. I had fun playing against that team. I want to play them again.
Yeah, right.
And I was coaching third a lot. And I know that you and the Pants Guy might have had a little run-in. But I thought the Pants Guy was fairly, you know, straight up with me at least. So yeah. Shout out to Pants Guy.
I'll be coaching third again. I think the rage was filling through me because I really, really, really wanted to win that game. And you want to win every game, but when he kind of threw the rule book at me, I was like, oh,
when Liz got thrown out by 8 feet at third and he like argued for a second, I kind of looked at him. I was like, yeah, she was fucking out. And he just laughed. He's like, yeah, I know. I was the one that applied the tag.
And this is how these umps get paid. So like we're giving them $100 a night and to blow call. They never leave behind the
plate.
That's
what I said to the guys. I was like, you know, what do you expect? The ump didn't budge from behind home plate. And there's a play where the runner's back is to him. You can't see. It's just like you're guessing. And that's why in most cases the ump just gives it to the fielder because if the throw beats the runner, he's automatically out. In this case, I don't know what he was thinking. You know, I was just like, don't give them back a call later on. Like, right. You fucked up. Own it.
Right. Bro. Own up to it. So how was your weekend, dude? I mean, I know, did you have any Father's Day festivities? I know you're not a dad, but like, hang out with your dad?
I had all the family was over my house this weekend. There was about 700 kids. I touched this on the MMA podcast. I cleaned up fucking ice pop wrappers for 12 hours the following morning. You know, footsteps above my head.
Just running?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, hey,
shout out to the kids. They had fun and, you know.
Yeah, no, Father's Day comes and goes. I had myself a nice little relaxing one with my daughter. We had a good time. Went to see my old man, went to see the in-laws. You know, there's a whole plethora of traveling. However, I started my weekend on Saturday, technically Friday. I didn't do anything because I wanted to relax and I knew I had a big weekend. Dude, have you ever been to a Jewish wedding?
No, I've been to an Indian wedding.
That's got to be crazy too. Have you been? No,
never.
Bro. I've been to two Indian weddings and I starved both of them because I can't do it. But well, that's another story.
I'll tell you this. Those Hebrews can party. They're launching guys. My uncle was up on a chair and like shout out to Mike, my cousin Mike who got married. He's half Jewish. His wife is half Jewish, but yet the whole celebratory thing was Jewish.
I'm so confused by when people say that they're half Jewish because it's a religion. It's not a
well. It's like
are they Israeli? No. If you're half Israeli,
no.
then you could be like, I guess
oh,
you could.
Oh, man. That's a conversation for another day because
but
my,
yeah,
my
this
aunt,
is where I get deep on you.
My stepmom, my bonus mom.
It's like she just picks. She celebrates both. And
well, she's Jewish, yeah. right? So her family is Jewish. So if my dad, when he married my stepmom, now it's not like my dad's
so basically
Jewish.
It's they're 2021 Jewish. Yeah. It's like they celebrate Christmas, but you know the weddings they step
but
on the
bro,
glass.
The best part is just how you were saying. I had an aunt, right? God rest her soul. My aunt JoJo, right? She used to say to my stepmom, "I know you're Jewish, but what are you like? What are you?"
Because like. You, I could just be like, you know what? I'm going to convert to Judaism, and I'm Irish and Italian.
But does the Irish
it doesn't mean
go
I'm
away?
Irish, Italian, and Jewish? No, because it's a religion. It's like you're either Catholic or Jewish or Muslim. It's not your, you know, Muslims aren't Muslim because they're from the country of Muslim. They're, you know, like they're choosing their
right.
religion.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway,
it's a very touchy topic because I don't even know how to explain it. I again,
but anyway, yeah, half cousin, half Jewish cousin.
Fun wedding. Those guys could party. I was like, I was out of my mind, and obviously, I indulged in some adult beverages all night, and it was a good time. So the weekend comes and goes. But again, just because we have actual lives doesn't mean the sports stop. It starts, and I got home. And I'm now listening to Saturday night. I got home with 1 minute to go in that Nets game, Game 7. You know, obviously back and forth game all night. I was just kind of following it on my phone. I wasn't able to kind of like watch it. Shout out to Kevin Durant on making that unbelievable shot. And then shout out to Kevin Durant for throwing up an air ball and losing the game. So,
yeah,
bro, is he the best player in the world?
No. Okay. LeBron James is the best player in the world. But
here we go.
That's besides the point. It's not that I won't say I'll never talk shit about KD again because I will. Some parts of his attitude and the way he plays bothers me, mm-hmm. but. KD left it all out there.
He was gassed in that overtime.
And that's what it was, man. He was just gassed. He didn't sit a minute. He played the entire game. Not one time did he come out. And that's...
So he played, what, 53 minutes
53 minutes. And then, you know, he just...
Harden, too? On the hamstring? Minutes, yeah. See, I can't knock that.
I mean, I could knock Harden. Because Harden just dribbled out the shot clock several times. Like, I was wondering why. I'm watching this game, and I was thinking, Steve Nash, you're smarter than this. You got Harden bringing up the ball, mm-hmm. and he's clearly banged up. He would dribble a lot. There was no offensive set up for KD. It was either isolate with Harden, or KD would get into like the wing post a little bit, and he was trying to post up, but settling for fadeaways every single time. He couldn't get a. Now KD was hitting his shots. He scored 49 points again, or yeah, something 48. Like that. 48 points, but he should have gotten the ball literally. Every single possession, as far as I'm concerned, especially when you got Harden, that's like 1 for 8, and the only field goal that he hit was a layup. He just kept jocking threes. I don't understand. You know, I just don't understand. The Nets couldn't close out quarters, and I bet on the Nets.
So I was like, I saw the notification. Yeah, in our I was email, like, what the you've fuck? Accessed your fan.
Now,
I'm like, I didn't. Do
now
shit.
I got the Nets at +2.5 because I bet in a live bet, so they were getting 2.5. And that little bullshit.
Oh my god!
Now that little bullshit at the end of the game where KD missed that air ball, they were. You know,
game was over.
It was two. You know, right. I was like, oh, I hit my bet. And they fucking gave Brooke Lopez 2 free throws. I was like, do they know that I bet? And they're just trying to make me lose
that's
money.
That's a big, big thing, bro.
Unbelievable.
Like, and I was thinking about that, too. I was like, wait a minute. Why are they giving this team another shot to just add pointless points?
And I ended up betting KD to lead the game in scoring. You know, and it was on an odds boost, so I did end up winning $20 in that game. So it wasn't a loss. Wasn't a loss, but still it could have been a little 220, you know, it could have been a little 220.
Well, I mean, it's unfortunate for the Nets fans. We actually went out on Thursday night. We talked about this on Friday's episode. We went out Thursday night to watch that game. Game 7. Look, man, they're exciting if you're not a fan of the team. Game 7s are exciting if you're not a fan of the team. I know that if you're a fan of the team, it is the last thing you want to see. It's the last thing you want to experience. That 53 minutes of basketball for a guy like, I don't know, Evan, our boy Evan, Ray, like the hometown resident Nets fans.
It reminds you of like playoff football.
Right, dude. You want to be there, but you don't want to be there. Like for me as a Cowboys fan, oh my God. Like
Ray didn't want to be there. He wanted to go watch a fucking Vic DiBadetto comedy show. We're going to not touch too much on that, but yeah, Ray, come on, bro.
But Nick Schein said he felt guilty for even commenting on one of my statuses on Saturday. He's like, I shouldn't even be here, you know, because he doesn't want to. He's a superstitious guy. He definitely knew he didn't want to watch the game with me. The Nets have not won a game when Nick Schein and me are in the same building.
He had a couple of fucking crybaby posts afterwards too, like just throwing shade at the Knicks and things
like that. Of
course,
that is
like,
the go-to.
Bro, you can't do that, Nick. You're better than that.
Here's my bold statement of the day and of the year. The New York Knicks had a more successful year than the Brooklyn Nets.
Yeah.
100%, period, stop. Again, why? The Knicks weren't expected to do anything. They get to the playoffs and win a playoff game. Congratulations. The Nets were touted to win it all. And this is what they did. This is what they delivered. Was there injuries? Yes.
I think the difference between the two teams, though, is that there is a real chance for the Knicks to regress next year just because they played a little above their heads this year.
Yeah.
That's not to say anything bad, because a regression might just mean that Atlanta gets a better seed than them. And there's some teams that in the East that are kind of improving. And you'd like to see maybe Atlanta probably could be a top two seed next year, top three. Like, that team is built well.
Now I feel a little less shitty about the Knicks losing that series, because now the Atlanta Hawks are in the Eastern Conference Finals. And shout out to my ginger brethren. What was it?
Kevin Herter.
Herter is just chucking up shots.
Is that how you say his name?
Herter. Yeah.
Herter. It looks like Richie Cunningham from Happy Days, by the way. I noticed that there was a correlation there. And what's Happy Days, Pete?
I haven't seen it.
Okay.
I've heard of it.
Oh, okay.
You know who the Fonz is?
No.
Hey, you don't know who the Fonz is, Pete?
The leather jacket.
Let's hear it.
Hey. No?
No, I do. I feel like I've seen that in like other shows.
I feel like I've seen that. This kid is so young. And Pete is leaving us, by the way, folks. I mean, he's moving up to Hartford, Connecticut, up in that area. So he'll be doing a lot of things remote. So if you're listening to the sound of my voice and you are jealous of what Pete gets to do, come in, hang out with us every single day. And you want a job, and you're good at editing.
There is a spot opening up here at Chop Studios.
Yes. I mean, look, we had this idea the other day that we would love people to be sitting on the casting sitting on the couch, hanging out, sitting on the chairs behind us. You know what I mean? Like a whole studio worth a show production. We want to grow. Speaking of growing, before I take on the Hawks, we dropped our new logo. One of the new logos. Yeah, we definitely put some thought into this. Shout out to Nick Calhoun. Really hooked that up.
Just to elaborate a little bit, that is the new logo. What we're about to drop isn't necessarily a logo per se. It's more like a mascot.
A mask. Yeah. A guy that we can refer to as ours. And he's not going to be alone. We'll start with him, and then we'll go from there. But yes, the axe through the wood with the CS and the
oh,
shield.
Oh, yeah, fuck you, James Kang.
Oh, don't get me started.
Doesn't listen because he's a hater. But James Kang, shut the fuck up. Leave the group. Just stop. You know, I don't want to get too deep into it, but James Kang is a piece of shit.
You know what it is?
And I said it.
I believe you. And he's done this, and there's people like this out there, which is weird. You drop something like this.
He just likes to pour cold water on anything that you got going on.
There are people, and I'm not just talking about one guy. There's other people out there that they just shit on everything. And I get there's trolls. Matt Arise, you know, perfect example of a guy that has to just deal with stuff. But when you're in the Chop Sports and you're in that Facebook group, there's 2,300 of you every day that interact. And you see that we're trying to do something and trying to build something and drop a logo and like, here's the new look to our game. You know, like, here we go. There are people out there that are like, this is great. These guys are growing. Look at this. Like, we're going to ride this wave. Like, this is going to be great. And then there's people like aforementioned James Kang, who comes out and says, you know, it's shit. Kind of like the other logo better.
I know that somebody that knows Kang will listen to this and then possibly send him this episode. So, yes, Kang, for me to say something about you means that, like, maybe you should kind of stop, because I like to look at myself as a rational person, and I had my response typed up, and then all of a sudden when I hit post, it was gone.
I can't look at negativity.
I'm
like
very
that.
Passive with things like that. I just was going to expose him for the fucking asshole that he was being, very passively, and just make him have nothing to say. You know, just why? That's it.
I don't get it. I don't understand the mentality. But they're out there, and it's not just him. And I'm not going to single him out, but you can, because he's the one who said it.
And then I see him post a pork chop on Facebook. Like, nobody cares about what you're eating, you fucking pussy.
I think Gucci's mad.
Anyway. Yeah, I don't like that shit.
I don't like it either. I don't like when
I like pork chops. I don't like fucking him talking shit.
I don't like pork chops. But again, there's people out there that just are naysayers. But if you're with us right now and you're listening to this podcast every day and you're rooting for the success, guess what? Me and Gucci aren't going to stop. There's a progression every day. We're recording this podcast even earlier than we normally would because we have another meeting and probably going to happen. Opening party. We're launching Chop Sports website July 1st. So July 10th, if you're hearing the sound of my voice, nothing confirmed yet. We're going to iron out all the details. But that night, at least that night, July 10th, there will be something going down.
The Connor versus Poirier rubber match.
It's a perfect night to do it. Connor McGregor back in the octagon against Poirier. And I'm telling you right now, it's going to be a banger. We're going to have a good time. I will touch on, we were touching on the Hawks going to be in the Eastern Conference Finals. Knee-jerk reaction. You saw the Bucks or what they did to the Nets. And now you see the Hawks like a Cinderella story. And you know what, dude? I know I'm like talking a million miles an hour. But last night, TNT followed Trae Young as he gave his game-worn jersey to his dad on Father's Day. It makes it so much harder to hate this guy. I don't hate him anymore. I think Trae Young is like one of those guys that could be the future fate, one of the faces of the NBA. Yeah. Because of this series, yeah. Because of this playoffs. Mm-hmm. It's hard to hate a guy that is just completely, like, I guess it's a Reggie Miller thing.
Oh, I guess the only way that you could hate him is if you're a Luka fan, and if you are a Trae Young fan, then you must hate Luka. And that's the going trend in, amongst
really?
The NBA. That's what I've been seeing on Facebook lately, where it's like, oh, you know, imagine if Trae Young, or if, essentially, I wish we could edit that part out because I'm fumbling my words, basically saying that if Trae Young did what Luka did, or vice versa, that if Luka did what Trae Young did, they would already be making a statue of him.
And I'm so like, they're saying that the people are on Luka's balls more than anybody else.
But not Trae Young. And I'm like, well, Luka kind of had crazy success in the playoffs already. This is his second postseason. His numbers are out of this world. Why can't you just like both guys?
More like the MJ and LeBron thing. You're allowed to like
and
two
anyway,
people.
Let's not be fucking fake about this. They're probably going to be teammates in 3 years when they team up together. Because
with the
that's
Knicks.
How,
it's going to be crazy. No,
stop with the Knicks, but... I am going to go back in and edit that, by the way.
No, you're good. You're fine. So your knee-jerk reaction. Can the Hawks run with the Bucks as this series gets going?
Could they run with them? I think they'll win a game or two, but I don't know. I think that the ship stops here. The Bucks stops here.
Literally. Nice.
Yeah, good the Bucks stops here. No pun intended. But, yeah, I just think the Bucks, the way they came out and took it to the Nets. I know that they were undermanned, but I feel like Kyrie doesn't really do much for the Nets anyway. He sucks. He's a cancer to that team. Well, and what was it? I saw a stat.
I know you're going to bring it up, but I don't remember.
That he's missed like 27 of his team's 43 playoff games in his career.
Unbelievable stat. What? What? You're right.
I look at Pete.
Yeah. Pete, I don't know how he feels about all this, but whatever. Clippers Suns. I don't like the fact that the Western Conference Finals started like right away, even though I guess it started on time, ahead of the other.
Suns had like a week off. So,
that's true. Yeah. So Suns win game one. Is it Suns in four?
They get Chris Paul back hopefully soon. I don't know about Suns in four because the Clippers, they've lost two games. They've dropped the first two games of both playoff series that they've been in, and they've managed to push them both to game sevens, as I'm so famous for predicting in both series.
Right.
I wouldn't say that this one's going seven because the Suns are just really good. DeAndre Ayton, talk about a guy that doesn't get the credit. In that draft class with Luka and Trae Young, DeAndre Ayton was also drafted in that draft class and doesn't really get the burn, but I'll tell you what, he's doing big boy things in the NBA playoffs this year.
How good is Booker, man? Yeah. He is just a stud. And he looks like he's got that likable. He doesn't have a punchable face like a Trae Young did when they were big. If Booker's lighting it up, he just has a likable face and like he's like a likable dude, and now he's dropping 40 a night, and the Suns are up 1-0 or 3 wins away from being in the finals. And look, I think the Suns will take that series. It will go a distance, not the distance, maybe like six. I like the Suns to win that one. But
Warren Brumell of Keyport Law has been practicing for over 35 years and is here to help you in your bankruptcy matters. Bankruptcy is a specialized area of law that requires expertise and experience, and Warren brings both. Keyport Law has handled over 10,000 bankruptcy cases. They will make the process simple and provide easy, affordable payment plans. Warren will get creditors off your back, stop the annoying phone calls, and stop the creditors from contacting your neighbors and former employers. Listeners of Chop Sports will get the first interview free. Go to www.keyportlaw.com and fill out the new client intake form, and they will contact you directly. This firm is a debt relief agency helping people file for relief under the bankruptcy code.
There was also a couple feel-good things to see in the sports world as far as on a local front. The Yankees taking 2 out of 3 against the Oakland A's, the first place Oakland A's over in the West. The Yankees kind of did themselves a disservice, though. Not a disservice. And they didn't do anybody but the A's a disservice.
We're getting Luke Voit back tonight, too, or tomorrow.
Lukey Dookie played great with the Somerset Patriots. And I'm very disappointed that I didn't get to go.
And if you aren't in Chop Sports Facebook group, then you don't know that the Danimal watched him take batting practice the other day, just so everyone knows that, yeah. I'm here at the Somerset Patriots game at whatever First Bank American Stadium or TD Bank Stadium, and I'm just watching Luke Voit take batting practice. That's it. That's the post.
Drop the mic, Danimal. But yeah, Luke Voit's coming back. He looks like he's ready to rock. I will say that by the Yankees taking out the A's 2 out of 3 games, the Astros are back in first over in the West. So that's our fault. But I tell you what.
Dude, no, I don't care. Let the Astros be in first place because I hope we could play them in the postseason. I love shit like that.
Yeah, no, it would be good. I would.
Oh, yeah, I just put the Yankees in the postseason, by the way.
Okay. We're 4 games out of first place here in late June. Don't look now. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're 6-4 in their last 10. Winners of 5 out of their last 6, I think. 5 of 6. So, look. Again, I personally don't want to get excited because, again, this shit happens all the time. They take 5 out of 6, and now the Royals are coming in, and Lord knows if they drop a game to the Royals, who are like 12 games under 500, I'm going to lose my goddamn mind. But we'll see how they fare against the Royals. They're off tonight. Not a lot going on tonight. We'll get into the schedule in a couple minutes. Are the Mets in trouble? I mean, obviously, Till Mets Do Us Part covers that, you know, from soup to nuts for the Mets, but DeGrom is on the hill tonight. The Mets lose 3 out of 4 to the Nationals. I mean, you can't really eat the soft seven inning doubleheaders. They got another one today. So they're finally catching up to speed, and now they're finding themselves, you know, a couple games behind the Yankees, not to compare. But I'm saying, like, the Mets are finding themselves a little bit of a dose of reality.
If anybody remembers my post a couple weeks back where I said, yeah, it's cool, you're in first place, you got the biggest lead in baseball in your division, but you've also had 9 games off. And let's see how that bullpen holds up. Let's see how that lineup holds up, because they were a little ragtag lineup for a little bit. Let's see how it holds up when you got to play all these doubleheaders when it comes late August, and it's happening even sooner than I expected.
Right.
I expect the Mets to kind of right the ship a little bit, because they do have some talent.
The stopgap is tonight. Jesus Christ is on the hill. Jacob DeGrom goes back on the hill. Now, is this smart? If he leaves again with tightness, like, what are we doing? You know, like, you can't. I get all the spider tack stuff, which, by the way, kind of, I don't know if you realize this, but it kind of took a back seat. I haven't really heard much about it as the Father's Day weekend came up and there's just baseball
because
being played.
A consensus around the league that it's really not that big of a deal. Right. Josh Donaldson's just a fucking pussy. That's it.
Agreed. But now I'm wondering, does Jacob DeGrom pitch himself a gem where it kind of makes the Mets kind of take that exhale, the fans at least, take the exhale that he's going to be okay? Or is this going to be a third straight start where they're like, holding their breath on an MRI and all this other shit. You know what I mean? Like, you can't.
If I had a gun to my head,
a season like this.
If I have a gun to my head, I say the first one. I think he probably comes out and pitches a gem. I don't know that the Mets are going to hit for him, but
I get the whole knowing your body thing. And like, and I know you made mention of that. Ibby made mention of that. But like, I'm thinking, like, how many more times is this going to happen where you're just going to be like, until it's too late? And they're like, all right, this tightness now turned into this, and now you lost your boy.
Yeah.
You don't want to do that. The Mets are in a position right now. They're 4 up on the Phillies, but like, they're in a position to kind of weather the storm.
If there was potential for him to get seriously injured in this situation, he wouldn't be pitching. So this is the major leagues. They're not running him out there in fucking June just to stop the bleeding, so to speak, on a rough week. No way. You know, they know big picture. DeGrom knows with his body like you said, like I said, I say let him go, right? And if he feels a little bit of tightness, then you take him out. And it's not a big deal. You know, it's just a little bit of tightness, and then we go from there. But if he's feeling good Monday morning, and it's time to pitch Monday, he's got to pitch. This is what he gets paid to do. That's it.
All right. Yeah, so that's the baseball weekend. Going on today, Squeaky Bum Time Podcast has really focused in on the Euros, which is there's 4 games on the dock today, so be sure to check that out. As they get to the round of 16, there is literally a free way to win soccer gear. If you're interested in that, go join the Squeaky Bum Time Podcast Facebook group. I actually mentioned that to the I'm Your Football Team host, Keith Ernst, last night when we were recording Jersey Boys. I said, I think you should do a Facebook group where people just assault each other talking shit. You know, like, make it brutal, you know, like, make it I'm Your Football Team, where everybody in there has to really get the smoke and really, and I was like, that will engage people to listen to your calls every week when you're calling out I'm You for that podcast. Go check those guys out. They've dropped 2 episodes so far. The debut of the goddamn Jets was Friday. They're doing rather well. I'm excited about the future of those guys. They'll be back in studio. Well, Kim will be back in studio tomorrow, and she'll be recording with Max and John Saponaro. And, of course, there's other podcasts.
The Chop Heads, baby, came out today, Dave. Yes. What the fuck,
sorry,
bro?
I'm sorry. No, it's all right.
There's no ego here,
It's not
Dave.
Like we didn't cross paths last night.
We did see each other last night while me, Tommy, and Scoop recorded.
Scoop Espo getting Scoop his debut. Espo
getting involved.
Yeah.
So, here at Chop Studios. So yeah, we funny episode. I think, we got a lot of new Anderson edits going Silva's in. Anderson fight. Silva, the spider doing goat things. And then we talked a little bit of, obviously, the Paul brothers and very lackluster week in MMA, which is typical after on the heels of a big pay-per-view. But, we make it happen. We got in the room together and we gave you guys a good 45 minutes of bullshit.
And you got a guy from Canada buying merchandise.
Yeah, shout out to Mark Ambo Miller. And he's a fucking Bears fan,
oof,
which is very
disappointing. So you're giving him a shout and he's a Bears fan. Yeah. But, he's from Canada, right?
But look, he's a Bears fan, but he did follow me on my Packers Instagram, where I'm going to be dropping the Packer Pulse podcast. So,
and I've come.
He is, he is, I guess, one of those guys that he could appreciate talent when he sees it, and I'm the talent here.
Inspired by you, Gooch. You're doing the Packers Pulse, which will drop in July as training camp goes, and you're going to do a solo Packers podcast. I'm here to announce today that there will be a solo Dallas Cowboy podcast on the network. I am not going to let you do this. And I'm driving home last night thinking of names, I have too many connections now in Cowboys Nation, in the media, due to the Jersey Boys, that I'm just like, I have to, it'll be good. Interviews, stuff like that, guests. And I think it'll be good. If you're a Cowboys fan, you're listening to this, you either hate me or you love it. There's no gray area with the Dallas Cowboys. There will be a new podcast coming out probably same time around mid-July. When I get that I'll hire this guy, Chris Gucci. He does these graphics, does phenomenal work.
Yeah, by the way, fucking hit me up if you need some graphic work done. I'm trying to get some ends together. Boy, let me get some of that bread, boy.
And he does phenomenal work. If you saw the Euros thing with the World Soccer Shop, that logo, that promotion is all done by Chris Gucci. He's a wizard. Not only in fantasy football, which is coming up before you know it.
No, I'm a fantasy football warlord. I guess you could say I am a wizard, too, because I can see the future. I'm not sure if that's a wizardry or not, but yeah, I'm more of a warlord.
Okay,
I am dominant. Okay.
So but I have in the bank.
I'm coming to invade your fantasy league. You can take all your money.
I have 16 teams that are paid for in full. So if you're listening to the sound of my voice and you're in the 32-team, two-conference, two-separate-league fantasy football league, get at me, pay us, because there are 15, 20 people on the waiting list who I said to them, I said, we might as well just do a waiting list league as a joke, like the waiting list football league where there's 15 people or whatever, 12. So a lot of fantasy football talk. On the dock tonight, the Yankees are off, Royals coming up, DeGrom on the hill, as we mentioned before, the Islanders in Tampa, NHL, Eastern Conference Finals. Both
got my Lightning fucking going to go. What is it, 3-2 now?
It's 2-2.
2-2?
Both series, Western Conference and Eastern Conference, are 2-2. So get involved with the Stanley Cup playoffs. And before we go, I got to give a shout out to my boy, John Rahm, getting it done last night. I tell you what, dude, first of all, amazing comeback. I told my brother, who's a big golf guy, I was like, I want him to win. I know, you don't like golf. Which my brother also bought my dad for Father's Day a pitch and putt gift certificate. So I'm gonna play some golf. And I have never played golf. I played one time pitch and putt.
Dave, make sure you bring your blood pressure medicine with you.
Bro. Oh yeah, no, I just ran out again. Matter of fact, wow, good call. I got to make a call, get that filled. But yeah, John Rahm, despite everything that happened to him when they pulled him off the course with that lead because of COVID and all that shit, he said it in his press conference. He told his wife, he said, "Look, something good's gonna come of this." And it did. Literally, a week later, he wins an Open. So that's shout out to John Rahm for that one. So with that, I'm trying to think of anything else. Oh, have to say, give a shout out to Lashes by Kayla. I know she's coming on as an advertiser, a good friend of mine. I've known her for a long time. So she'll be setting up shop literally tomorrow. We're going to have Kim record that because, dude, I can't do this anymore. When it comes to recording commercials, I can't do all of them. And
yeah,
especially,
I got all my people like, when are you going to do a commercial?
Yeah, but dude.
And I mean like my mother and my girlfriend.
Yeah.
Could you do a commercial already?
But
and then
bro,
Joey D.
I can't do. You're going to listen to my voice? Like, let me tell you something about fake lashes, okay? You know, like go on to
I fucking love them.
Right? Like, I would put them right on my eyeballs and make my lashes just puff. But yeah, so can't do that. I'm gonna
just by the way
that.
You said puff means that you would know nothing about fake lashes,
right? Yeah, see, I don't right.
Like, make them puff.
Listen,
like, the only thing puffing is me after this episode.
If you are interested in coming on as an advertiser and you want some ad space on the Chop Sports Network, whether it be this podcast, Joe Matarese, Jimmy Palumbo, any of our podcasts, do inquire with me. We have some great packages going on as far as coming in as an advertiser. Get your business some more eyes, some more ears. And yeah, so definitely get involved there. Small businesses are encouraged. And we're, like I said in the post a couple days ago, it's not just local anymore. You know, we do have a nice little following nationally. And for whatever reason, and I don't know why, there are a couple of people in India right now listening to the sound of our voice. I don't know how. I don't know why. But hello. I'd like to say hello to you guys. And even Chris said he was at a couple of the Indian weddings that he starved at. So
yeah, starved. I ordered Domino's to one.
With that being said, that's amazing. With that being said, one more tidbit, and we're leaving on this. You probably could have did this in your drop when you like.
I'm wondering if you're about to say what I was going to do in my
drop. You know what? Then I'm leaving it for you. For Sturch and Gooch, Production Pete, enjoy your week. We're starting it off hot. We got a big meeting today. More details to follow tomorrow, and we'll see you guys tomorrow on the Chop Sports Podcast.
All right, Pete, don't touch the fucking button because I need a minute. Two things, actually. One is that I have not stopped thinking about that fumble of my words earlier, and I know you're not going to edit it, so I have to just fucking get that out into the open. Fuck. But second, Aaron Rodgers.
There it is.
There it is, baby. Aaron Rodgers renews his membership to the Green Bay Country Club, but you don't hear Adam Schefter, the fucking hack, reporting on it, because then it wouldn't be poor. It wouldn't be hot news. It wouldn't be the hot topic discussion. I'm probably going to have to edit this, too, because I'm bumbling my words again. But fuck yeah, baby. Aaron Rodgers, QB1. Go Pack, go.